Good evening. Audiomo 11, day 13. Hashtag bucket list. Talking about being the best person I can be before I die. My last boo introduced the concept of moral codes and being psychologically sound before we make a moral decision. And I want to expand on this with an example of why we need to be psychologically sound before we can make a moral decision. If you imagine it's bonfire night and three people are standing there watching this fire, and they see the fire start to cave in on itself, and at the foot of the fire there's a little girl who somehow managed to get away from parents and is now in danger. All three people see this and they have a choice to make: rescue the girl, put themselves in danger by doing so, or standing back. Normal behaviour, normal patterns are that we have a healthy and normal fear of fire, a normal fear of danger. And this is where the moral decision comes in. Do we rescue the girl or do we not? That's a moral choice. The first guy can make that choice freely. He has no abnormal fear of fire. He just has the same normal fear of danger and fire that most people have. So he has a choice: run in and rescue the girl, put himself in danger, or stand back and hopefully somebody else will do it. You can see where I'm going, what that choice is, and why it's a moral choice, and what would you do in that situation. The other two guys are brothers. They, as children, witnessed a fire. They were involved in a fire in their home, and they saw their parents die in that fire, and they have an irrational fear of fire. They cannot make that moral choice. They see that fire tumbling and they just run away screaming. It's petrifying for them. So therefore, they cannot make a moral choice because of their psychological upbringing, what's happened to them in the past. Next year, three people are standing at the fire again. The same three people, the same situation happens. But in that year, the two brothers have had psychoanalysis. They've had their irrational fear of fire taken away through help and therapy. And now they stand on an equal footing with the first guy. All three of them now have a normal, healthy respect of danger, of fire. The first guy, he can choose freely. The other two guys can choose freely. The two brothers. One brother chooses to go and rescue the girl. The other brother chooses to run away. That's moral choice based upon healthy psychological profile. And think about that. This is a decision we make, a moral decision we make. We can stand and run in danger, or we can stay and overcome that danger. We call it bravery when we step in and do something that we are naturally afraid of doing. And we can call it cowardice when we run away, or selfishness, whatever you like. But the interesting thing is that you can change your moral, you can change your psychological profile, you can change any damage that's been caused, any abnormalities that you've grown up with through psychoanalysis and therapies. But you cannot, the psychoanalysis doesn't equip you to make a moral choice. All it does is it gives you the basis to make a moral choice the same as anybody else can make a moral choice. And so I'm talking now about why we have this morality, why we want to make a moral choice, why we feel we need to make a moral choice, why it becomes a question in our minds: do we or don't we rescue that child? Why don't we just do it? Or why don't we just not do it? Why does the idea of a choice come into play? And I'm going to try and talk about that in my next boo. I just wanted to get another example of the difference between a psychological choice and a moral choice out of the way first. We have to have a stable, normal footing before we can make any moral decision, and before we can have a healthy moral code or conscience. Thank you again for listening. And good evening, and this is Pilgrim Chris signing out for this evening. Good night.